Like Makoko and the Torre David, throughout the Zabelin, you'll find all the same facilities as in any typical neighborhood. There are the retail shops, the cafes, and the restaurants. And the community is this community of Coptic Christians. So you also find a church, along with the scores of religious iconographies throughout the area. And also like all the everyday services, like the electronic repair shops, the barbers, everything. Visiting the homes of the Zabelin is also full of surprises. While from the outside, these homes look like any other informal structure in the city, when you step inside, you're met with all manner of design decisions and interior decoration. Despite having limited access to space and money, the homes in the area are designed with care and detail. Every apartment is unique, and this individuality tells a story about each family's circumstances and values. Many of these people take their homes and interior spaces very seriously, putting a lot of work and care into the details. The shared spaces are also treated in the same manner, where walls are decorated in faux marble patterns. But despite this elaborate decor, sometimes these apartments are used in very unexpected ways. Like this home which caught my attention while all the mud and the grass was literally seeping out under the front door. When I was let in, it appeared that this fifth floor apartment was being transformed into a complete animal farm, where six or seven cows stood grazing in what was otherwise would be the living room.